From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A study commissioned by 8 nations, including the United States, finds that the Arctic is warming twice as fast as the rest of the globe. The 4-year assessment by 300 scientists indicates that heat-trapping gases are in part accelerating the thinning of sea ice, the melting of glaciers, and the thawing of permafrost, causing dramatic shifts in the oceans and the atmosphere. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The 1,200-page assessment says the Arctic is feeling the heat of greenhouse gas emissions more than anywhere else on the planet. While Arctic warming has been studied before, this is the first comprehensive research that looks at causes and consequences. It was inspired by a meeting in 2000 in Barrow, Alaska. Scientists from the U.S. and Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, and Sweden all gathered amid growing concern about the effects of warming in Arctic regions. At a press conference in Washington, D.C. today, the report's lead author, Susan Joy Hassel, cited the example of sea ice in the Arctic, which has decreased by about 8%.
In the last 30 years, we've lost an area of sea ice coverage larger than all of Arizona and Texas combined.
Not only does sea ice hold nutrients important for fish and sea mammals, it also acts as a barricade, sheltering coastal communities from winter storms. As a result, native villages in Alaska's Arctic are eroding into the sea and will have to be relocated. Others need to be moved due to flooding from rising sea levels. The report used ice core samples, satellite measurements of surface air temperatures, and other evidence of climate conditions outlined today by Joy Hassel.
So you've seen how temperatures have gone up. You've seen that the sea ice has retreated. You've seen that the glacial mass is retreating. And you've seen that the snow cover season is shortening. All of those are very strong evidence of warming from all around the Arctic.
Accelerated warming and melting is hardly news to Arctic peoples who've been providing scientists with anecdotal evidence, such as the sighting of non-native insects and birds, shorter hunting seasons, and less pack ice for years. The warming trend endangers their subsistence way of life by threatening polar bears, ringed seals, caribou, and reindeer herds. But the report also documents potential positive effects, such as better shipping routes, opening up the Arctic to more transportation. Robert Carell is the chairman of the scientist study panel.
Positive or negative is in the eye of the beholder. You know, if you're an Inuit and who's lived in the Baffin Island area of Canada, and you see the ice disappearing at a rapid rate, for you, that's a very bad thing. On the other hand, if you're working off of Russia and you're in this oil and gas business and the opening of the seaway and the less ice, that makes it easier for you.
Still, the bottom line, Carell says, is that what's happening in the Arctic should be a bellwether for the rest of the planet. He likened efforts to address the warming trend to an attempt to stop or change the direction of a heavy, slow-moving vessel.
I think the issue with climate change is that we as a community writ large haven't begun to recognize the timing problem. It's what I call the super tanker of climate change. You got to put the brakes on. It's going to take a long time.
But the report and scientists stop well short of the more controversial side of climate change, just how much is human-caused and what, if anything, should be done about it. The 8 nations are still negotiating a policy statement to be issued in 2 weeks. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the U.S. will support policy that's consistent with the administration's broader climate change position, which is that more science is still needed. Other participants say talks have been stalled by the U.S. over whether the report is ample enough evidence on which to make recommendations. The administration's director of climate change, NOAA's Dr. Jim Mahoney, says the assessment points to the need for continuing research. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the report was embraced by Republican Senator John McCain and Democrat Joe Lieberman, who plan a Commerce Committee hearing on the subject next week. The bipartisan pair say its findings underscore their efforts to mandate U.S. reductions in emissions of carbon dioxide and other heat-trapping gases. The report will be presented tomorrow in detail at a scientific symposium in Reykjavik, Iceland. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Anchorage.